The report says as many as 56,000 people in Michigan could be undercounted. Experts say the risk is particularly high with children under 5 living in what they call complex families, such as in a household with grandparents or a single parent. And the study says because there is a high renting rate among minority populations, they may be difficult to reach or missed by census takers. Augustine Arbelu is the executive director of the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. He says an undercount could cost Michigan federal dollars.
You have a number of federal programs that are affected. We receive as a state approximately $1,800 per person per year. Where you multiply over 10 years, that's $18,000 that's lost.
Arbelu says the White House plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census could prevent immigrants in the state from providing a response. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to rule on the question this month. Steve Keen, WCMU News.